Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What do you consider success this year? Is it about development? Is it about winning games? I mean, what is it that you're looking for this season?
That's the question. What do you consider to be success for the Bears? And what do you think their identity will be? Because we have to ask that question. It's usually about four games into every season where we're throwing our arms up in the air like we care and saying, what the hell is the identity of the Bears? And I identified two seasons in the last 10 where I thought they had an identity. 2022, Justin Fields doing spectacular things, which ended up not mattering, as awesome as it was to watch that man run the football. And then the 2018 elite defenses. We welcome you back into the Rahimi and Harris Show on The Score. I am Mark Grody.
Yes, you are.
Look at you, man. You're all juiced up today, smiling. And you know why I like that? Because you have just been in pain. Like, I see the pain and it's not pain. It's agony on your face. Because you can't do the things Marshall Harris usually likes to do in his life. And you have a very regimented sort of lifestyle.
I've been told it's overly regimented, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's my life. You don't have to live it. So that's why I tell people who say I'm overly regimented.
Yeah.
So no, it's good. But you know why I'm smiling? Because we're talking about football, 53-man roster. The initial is out. I don't expect it to stay the same because it never does.
That's right.
Waiting on the practice squad to see who's going to be the 16-member panel that will be, according to Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson, elevated at points this season to help that team. And the risk, of course, you can get those guys poached at any time. But I like the idea that we're getting close to real football.
Yeah, we all need it. It's like, I always say, like, you know, when players start to talk about in training camp where they say, we got to hit somebody else. As talk show hosts, we got to talk about a real game. We got to talk about real stuff, you know, instead of speculation and all of that, which we do and we have fun with, and we're doing it right now. But we all need a real game. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I love this one. And we can kind of go back and forth here on the text line. A couple of calls lined up as well. We'll bounce around 312-644-6767 if you want to get in right now. What do you consider to be success for the Bears this year? What do you think their identity will be? I love this. From the 815, the identity I pray the Chicago Bears will be this season is that they don't suck. And that's fair, you know what I mean? Considering that the Bears have kind of sucked for the last 4 or 5 years. Like, that is, although it sounds funny and basic, if at the end of this season you feel like the Bears don't suck, that might be something of a success.
Okay, no. The bar has to be higher than that.
I accept that bar. That's not my bar. I accept that, though, from Bears fans who have been watching this team year after year after year and being like, this sucks. Shout out Rosenblum.
Can they not suck and Caleb Williams not be determined whether or not he's your franchise quarterback of the future? Your own goal, does it align with what that caller or that texter is saying?
Well, I feel like at the end of the year, Caleb Williams is the Bears' future quarterback, and I got no issues with that, then the Bears will not have sucked. You know what I mean?
They could have 5 wins, and Caleb Williams can be awesome,
right? But it would, I would think if Caleb Williams is awesome this year, that would suggest to me that the offensive line was good, that some of these wide receivers that the Bears are banking on to be good, like Roma Dunze in his second year, Luther Burden, who knows, like, sky's the limit for Luther Burden. I feel like those things will have been good for the Bears. I will, just to answer your question, I will accept 5 or 6 wins still. Like, if weird things happen, if crazy things happen.
Well, crazy things happened last year.
I know, but there was a manner in which those things happened. Right?
That's what made them crazy.
Right. So
I don't know what you're allowing for. Are you saying injury?
But there was incompetence in some of those losses. Like, straight up, if the Bears lose straight, like, man for man, they lose the games. That's a lot different than Tyreek Stevenson playing to the crowd or a blocked field goal at the end of a Green Bay game, which I guess does happen. That is a football thing. But I'm talking about fair loss. losses. You know what I'm saying? Like a loss that we're not talking about the extracurricular portion. We're not talking about a bad offensive game plan by Shane Waldron. We're not talking about clock management by Matt Eberflus, all the peripheral stuff. If you lose man-to-man and it's a well-played game, I could accept the Bears having 6 or 7 wins if the quarterback is good.
847 on the text line. It's a new coach with a second-year number one overall QB. Obviously, this is a new regime, and they must establish a new identity of controlling the line of scrimmage. Well said. That completely aligns with what I'm talking about. Offensive line was brought in for a reason. You're telling me your defensive line is good enough that now Andrew Billings, who was the best run stopper you had, is now a second-string guy. The signs are there. I just need to see the execution. And with Caleb Williams specifically, because 415 says, Marshall likes criticizing Poles and Johnson and the defense to divert attention away from the QB. No. I'm just a lot more patient than a lot of people are when it comes to Caleb Williams. I see what I see with the inconsistency. Ben Johnson's job is to get him up to snuff and in the meantime have the offense still going up and down the field scoring points. So I understand it may take halfway through the season before Caleb Williams is up to par.
312-644-6767 is the number. I am being told to go to Kevin on the Odyssey app. What up, Kevin? You're on the Raheemy and Harris Show with Mark Rohde.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
How are you?
Good. So I got 2 points. First is my expectations for the Bears. If they're not at least bare minimum 8 wins and being in the playoff conversation or wild card conversation, I do think it's going to be a failed season because they should have that kind of improvement. And my last point I wanted to ask you guys before I hang up and listen to your answers are, with the concern that everybody has for the defensive line, why not go out and sign a Za'Darius Smith or a Jadeveon Clowney in an incentive-laden deal? There's really no risk to that. I would love to hear what you guys think about that.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I mean, it's funny. They did that a couple of years ago with, you know, they're like, we got to get somebody. And it was Yannick Ngakoue. So there is precedent to that, to Ryan Poles, you know, identifying that and realizing that. My thing here is that they are going to, like, even though we're not seeing it, because you look at Dio Dangbo, we've been through this a lot, his career high is 8 sacks. We know that Montez Sweat, except for a couple of years ago, this, you know, split season with Washington and the Bears, Montez Sweat has not been a double-digit sack machine by any means. Let's see. Like, on the surface, it doesn't look good. But when it's real, and you have Dennis Allen, who is probably in the top 5 of defensive coordinators, let's see what they have in store for us, and then adjust if need be. I'm okay. I know this sounds crazy. I'm okay with going into the season with what the Bears have and not bringing in a Za'Darius Smith or Jadeveon Clowney. I've heard those ideas. I've seen that out there. I want to see. Show it to me, Dennis Allen. Because we talk about Dennis Allen, how good he is at what he does. We talk about that with Ben Johnson. Let's see what a difference both of these coaches make before we go crazy with adding players.
One of the things that I remind people of when you talk about Dennis Allen and his experience calling plays is this is a guy who can mix it up. I don't believe, much like Ben Johnson in his offensive play calling in the preseason, I don't believe he's been doing that much mixing up to this point. But what we see with that full game plan with Minnesota is going to tell us a lot.
Exactly.
You have a rookie quarterback out there. Let's find out what type of pressure is applied to the rookie quarterback. And I say that because after that Minnesota game, it goes Detroit, Dallas, Las Vegas, Washington. Those are much, much, much more experienced and better quarterbacks that you should be facing. And if you can't go 1-0, 0-4 can come real quick before the bye week. It can come real quick. That is a reality. That's not me being negative.
Yeah.
That's just the reality of the situation.
I can't have it.
So I'm with you. But also, Ryan Poles, Ben Johnson, Dennis Allen, I hope those groceries you got were organic and premium. Don't be sitting to the liquor store coming back with the well liquor.
I was at Trader Joe's yesterday, as a matter of fact. Got myself some real good organic drumsticks and put those in the oven last night. I had 2 drumsticks from Trader Joe's last night. See, I'm following up on the diet. I heard you guys talking about protein yesterday.
All protein.
So I had that little bit of whole wheat rigatoni
with just a little bit of sauce. It was delicious. It was
fiber. You're gonna be regular for days.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you can't cut out the carbs. That's silly. You gotta stay regular. 312-644-6767 is the number. I see we've got Aaron in a semi truck. What's going on, Aaron? You're on the Score. How's the semi, my man?
Ah, man, thank you. How you guys doing? I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. It would be great if at the end of the year, I could trust that the Bears organization is heading in the right direction. Finally getting a GM that hits this thing called the layups. You know, a GM that it doesn't take 4 years for him to finally address the offensive line. So for me, success would be great if the Bears win, but it needs to be better for me if I can say goodbye to Ryan Poe. I want an organization that can hit the layups. I want a guy that can see that you need a left tackle and that you needed to address the offensive line, and you don't use draft capital on trades for guys that are coming off of injury. I want the organization to hit the layups. Because I'm fine with the quarterback. He threw for 20 touchdowns last year, over 3,000 yards, and that was with a very bad coaching staff. I'm fine with him. I'll wait the 3-4 years for him. I'm tired of Ryan Poe. Let's get the organization to hit layups, and that would be great. If at the end of the year you think the organization is going in the right direction, I'm fine with that. Thank you, guys, and have a nice day.
Thank you very much for the call, Aaron. I will say this. I mean, he's right. You're right. That, like, Ryan Poles has not hit on enough of his draft picks. There's no doubt. The two of them were cut yesterday, you know, with Tyler Scott and Zach Pickens. That does not say good things about the resume of Ryan Poles. However, they did hit a layup in terms of the signing of the interior of their offensive line. That is a layup. They signed three sturdy guys on the interior, which makes it huge for what the Bears are trying to do with their offensive line.
No, I'm with you there. I agree with Aaron. And listen, I'm on Ryan Poles watch. I know he got the new contract. I know he's good, but I'm watching every single thing to understand who was the architect of the 2025 draft, because if they come up in some positions, running back, left tackle, where it's not good, I'm going to be looking squarely at his leadership and wondering how much did Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen have their fingerprints on the draft as well.
The Cubs lost last night. Unfortunately, they fall to the San Francisco Giants. 5-2 was the final score. And coming up next to talk about the game last night and to talk about the Chicago Cubs is their starting left fielder. He is Ian Happ, and he is next on the Raheemy and Harris Show with me, Mark Rohde, in for Layla on the Score.